You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries. This is a summary of The Perfect Close, a book by James Muir and Leslie Kontaveits. Since its release in 1992, Glengarry Glen Ross, a star-studded cult classic play and movie about manipulative real estate salesmen, has influenced a generation of salespeople. Its renowned motto, "Always be closing," has become a mantra for salespeople. But according to veteran sales trainer and coach James Muir, "Always be closing" is hogwash. So what works instead? In this informative book written specifically for salespeople struggling to close deals, Muir spells it out in engaging detail. Okay, let's hear takeaway one. Selling is hard, but for many salespeople, the hardest part is closing. If trying to close sales frustrates you, turn to The Perfect Close, which author James Muir explains as a reliable method with a successful track record. It's easy to use and doesn't force you to transform yourself into a despicable high-pressure manipulator. This non-confrontational, collaborative sales approach fits every type of sale. It's based on psychology and it has a high success rate, although you can learn it in 5 minutes. This technique helps salespeople develop meaningful relationships with their customers while enabling customers to feel that they are in control of the sale, though the salesperson guides them through each step along the way. Now for the second takeaway. Most salespeople need a better way to close. Sales has always been challenging. In today's complex market, many salespeople find it tougher than ever. And it was tough enough in the past when the average sales rep met only 50 to 60% of his or her sales quota. Because success figures are worsening for most salespeople, sales remains one of the highest turnover positions in the business world. However, selling gets better when you know how to close. When you use this approach to closing, you don't pressure your prospects. You become their facilitator and consultant. To begin, as you first identify a potential prospect, ask yourself 3 magic pre-call questions. Why should this client see me? What do I want the client to do? And how can I provide value in this encounter? Okay, let's move on to takeaway number 3. Follow 7 steps to implement the perfect close. These 7 sales steps define your path to sales success. Use them as your checklist for sales meetings, presentations, and closings. First, research potential customers. Collect and understand information about your prospects. Be analytical. Learn everything you can about who they are and what they may want. Try to discover the prospect's characteristics, concerns, challenges, and goals. Check out their company's financial status. Learn if any of your competitors are currently in touch with them. Identify the primary decision makers in the prospect's firm. Is that your initial contact? His or her boss? Some other person? A committee? The second step is identify the value you are offering. What specific value can you deliver to this prospect? Ask yourself, why should this client meet with me? This directly concerns your value proposition, the measurable value your product or service will deliver to a specific prospect. To be an effective salesperson and to close business, you must know your value proposition for each client. The third step is construct your best questions. The right high-value questions, asked at the right time and in the right way, can make or break a sale. These questions add genuine value to the prospect's sales experience. This conversation is precisely why prospects engage with salespeople in the first place, instead of going online and conducting their transactions themselves. Customers want the assistance, the value that well-informed salespeople provide. Additionally, being able to ask clients smart questions and to get useful answers gives you essential information you need to know about your prospects and their situation and needs. The fourth step is define how to move ahead. Your advances, the steps you take to move a sale forward, should be specific. reasonable, measurable, and focused on the prospect taking action that propels your sale along its path. Fifth, identify your unexpected value. What does your prospect value most? Many clients don't think salespeople can provide the level of value they seek. Surprise your prospects and deliver more than they expect. For example, perhaps you can help them understand their needs in a more concrete way or provide them with sharp new ideas. The sixth step is agree on a schedule. Salespeople must plan, and that requires using a formal daily agenda. Include your written objectives for prospect meetings. Collaborate with your clients on meeting plans. To advance the sales process, at the end of each meeting, discuss and confirm all agreed on details and dates for upcoming meetings. And the final step is be sure you are in the right state of mind. To have a successful client meeting, prepare mentally and emotionally. Otherwise, your direct and nonverbal communications with prospects may send the wrong signals. Clearly communicate your intentions early in the sales process. Your clarity lets prospects know you aren't just trying to sell, but you also sincerely want to help them solve their problems. To employ the perfect close with every sale, work hard to move each transaction ahead to the crucial two-question moment, which may occur as you wrap up various sales meetings along the way. These two queries move the sale forward. The first is, does it make sense for us to X? And the follow-up question is, what is a good next step then? For example, a typical initial question might be, does it make sense for us to talk about doing a workflow analysis so we can see where the best efficiencies can be gained? The prospect will generally fill in the blanks. A typical response might be, that assessment sounds valuable. Do you have an example of something you've prepared for another client so we can review it as a team? If you reach that point, your next step is clear. Practice the perfect close until it becomes an ingrained professional habit. Time for the next takeaway. Apply the 22 secrets of closing. The perfect close makes dealing with prospects and customers more effective and even more fun. This closing strategy eliminates the stress and tension some professionals feel during the closing process. And it means the requirements, conditions, and elements of the 22 secrets of closing. 1. Closing works best when salespeople don't pressure their prospects. 2. A complicated, hard-to-learn closing approach is worthless. The perfect closing strategy can become second nature when you learn to use it and rely on it. 3. Sales don't close themselves. Closing requires getting prospects to make commitments, a step salespeople must ask for in an acceptable manner. Never be pushy. 4. Smart salespeople understand that the closing process doesn't encroach on their prospects, but actually helps them. Since the way these salespeople close is intelligent and forthright, their closing approach never violates their personal morality or business ethics. 5. Your approach to closing matters, but your intent matters even more. 6. Successful closings require planning. 7. Salespeople must understand what differentiates an advance in the sales process from a continuation. An advance brings the sales conversation closer to a decision. A continuation prolongs it. Secret number 8. Set the proper objective for each encounter with a prospect. 9. Articulate an engaging value proposition for your prospect. 10. Brainstorm so you can create and participate in profitable sales meetings with your prospects. 11. All interactions with prospects are special. Treat them accordingly and make them valuable. 12. Successful salespeople must be effective problem solvers. 13. To achieve maximum sales, prepare, and then prepare some more. 14. To be productive and successful, you must apply yourself, from careful planning to deliberate execution. Sales success and productivity don't occur by accident or happenstance. 15. Sales professionals need the right tools, including a well-organized and efficient daily agenda focused on meetings and interactions with prospects. Secret 16 is when salespeople question potential clients directly about setting a specific time to meet, they make it difficult for prospects to reject them or their planned action, though prospects can ask to change the meeting time. To determine if a meeting time is right for a prospect, you can turn again to, does it make sense for us to X? For example, does it make sense to talk about scheduling a site visit for you so you can see the product in a live environment? Sales professionals must engage in the right actions at the right times. Too soon and they may blow their leads. Too late and their leads may no longer be viable. 17. Asking a prospect if a possible course of action makes sense doesn't actually represent a request for action on his or her part. Instead, it keeps the prospect informed about what the salesperson is thinking and where he or she is heading. Keeping prospects informed is always smart because informed prospects are less likely to be nervous. 18. Asking prospects proper questions moves the entire transaction to a more elevated emotional environment. In fact, it's crucial to your success. 19. In sales, you can often work out timing issues. Be sure you never mistake them for pricing issues. 20. Prospects will always engage in sales steps they suggest themselves. 21. All salespeople, including productivity superstars, began with little or no sales experience. And the final secret is, even people who are new to sales can close big deals quickly using this tactic. Okay, let's move on. Here's takeaway 5. At each step, you want your sale process to advance, not merely continue. Advances are crucial. Your advance responds to a knowing the answer to a pivotal, important question. What do I want my prospect to do as a result of this meeting? Your advance plan outlines how you want prospects to act and the next steps you want them to take. Successful selling and closing require the sales professional to advance the sale purposefully. The sale will never advance or close itself. Always shoot for an ideal advance with your prospects. You want prospects to agree to the maximum commitment level you can reasonably expect them to make, based on your current and past engagements with them. Remember that you must distinguish between advances and continuations. With a continuation, you simply reach an agreement that your engagement with your prospects will continue, even though you haven't yet agreed on any particular action or step forward. This can mean repetitive, time-wasting conversations and pointlessly delayed decisions. Always shoot for advances and avoid continuations. And now for the 6th and final takeaway. Truly believe in your message and care for your customers. There's more to sales than having the right methods, or at least there should be. You must truly care about your clients and their continued success, and you must believe that your offerings will help your clients achieve their goals. You want repeat business and a real relationship with your clients. That requires having an authentic personal belief that you are providing goods or services that genuinely help those who buy them. When you close, you feel good for their sake as well as your own. That was a summary of The Perfect Close, a book by James Muir and Leslie Kontowicz. Here's the 6 takeaways again. Takeaway 1, selling is hard, but for many salespeople, the hardest part is closing. Takeaway 2, most salespeople need a better way to close. Takeaway 3, follow 7 steps to implement the perfect close. Takeaway 4, apply the 22 secrets of closing. Takeaway 5, at each step, you want your sales process to advance, not merely continue. Finally, takeaway 6, truly believe in your message and care for your customers. You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.